Hi everybody and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. I'm out pounding a pavement this morning in my local neighbourhood, so you'll hear some background noise of traffic and birds and the cockatoos are in season at the moment in this area, so you'll hear them in the background as I walk past a big flock of them. Today I wanted to talk to you about attitude, because attitude is everything. It doesn't matter what it is that you want to achieve, if you don't have the right attitude towards achieving what it is that you want, you just won't achieve it. And so how do you create that right sort of attitude? Well, speaking of cockies, there's three of them just come over my head. The attitude. Look, when I first started on my journey to success from, I will say the age of 11, when I started to really be focused on what it was that I was doing, what I wanted to do, I learned the bagpipes of all the weird musical instruments you could learn. That was the one that I decided to learn, and I wanted to be the best at it. So I practiced and practiced and practiced. My attitude was I wanted to be the best. I wanted to practice a lot, and no one told me at that point in time what was required. I didn't have the right coaching and so forth around me, but what I figured was that if I put in more time, I could learn the music quicker. And I was competitive and I was learning with another young kid who's around my age, and I wanted to be better than him. That was my first thing. I wanted to learn the scales and music faster than he did. And each week I did. Why? Because I was putting in the work and he wasn't. Like I wasn't the most gifted, but I had a good work ethic from age 11. And so I would put in, like, if he practiced for half an hour, I'd practice for 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. So that each week I'd come back and be like, oh, wow, you're progressing really quite quickly. And then I got a new piping tutor, and then they helped me progress to that next level. And then that's what enabled me to compete on the world stage, because I went to the right person at that point. And then he told me that, well, if you practice, doing this, and then you practice doing that, you can get where you want to get to faster. And so I just put in the work and I got the result, and it was really, really cool. And so from that age, I had a good attitude to work ethic. And it's like, okay, well, if I want to achieve something, I need to work hard. And then as I became a student, I realized that I really wasn't that smart in terms of intellectually with the learning textbook stuff. I wasn't that good at it, and I had to work really hard in order to retain it. And so by the time I got to university, I worked out that I needed to study more than other people. I became obsessed with studying the best ways to be more efficient at studying, how to take notes, etc. I mean, when I was studying, it was in an era where the computers didn't really exist that much. So it was different. It was all handwritten notes and that kind of thing. I didn't have a computer at home. I had to go to the university to use theirs. And it was very much, there was no coloured screens. It was all black and black screens with green writing. That was all that existed. And I developed my own techniques. But my attitude was I wanted to do the best that I could. I was now at university. I was studying the subjects that I wanted to learn. And I no longer had to study things that just didn't make any sense to me. So things like history or things like English and studying Macbeth and doing things like that. It's like, why the heck we need to learn that. It didn't make any sense to me. And so things became more exciting. I became more engaged. I developed better techniques. But my attitude was, I want to do the best that I can to get the best marks that I can, to get the best job opportunity that I can for graduate positions when the big accounting firms came around as I studied accounting. But I had the right attitude. But as I progressed through my career, I started to find some of the negative talk I came back in, like the limiting beliefs, if you like, of what I was able to do. Again, some of the, I guess, early childhood learning at school that, you know, I was slow to learn and I wasn't grasping concepts, and I was finding that some of the other graduates around me, I started in an audit division, other people seemed to be grasping concepts faster than I did. I then went on to study as a chartered accountant, and I had good study techniques, but it was just like grasping some of the concepts were very difficult for some of the subjects, the hardest thing I've ever done. And, you know, I was ahead of some people, I was behind other people, but my attitude was, I need to do the best that I can in this, because I didn't know what the next step was, but I knew that there would be a next step, and if I kept being the best that I could be at the time, then that was going to create the best opportunity for me when it arose. So my focus there was still around the same principles, even though the topics were changing. And but as I was saying, what was creeping in was some of that negative talk about I'm not as smart as everybody else. I'm not meant to be here doing this. I'm not good at what I'm doing, etc. Now, I would say I was probably above average type of accountant, but I wasn't the best by any stretch. There were people around me that were like, man, I don't know how you're doing that stuff. How do you know this? And like, obviously, certain professions are better suited to some than others, and obviously it wasn't for me. And so it took a long time for me to realize that I needed to change my attitude, my communication to myself about who I was, what I was good at, what I was meant to be doing, and the contribution that I could make, because that's what we're all here for, to make a contribution of some sort. And I reckon I've been working at that for decades, around my self-worth, and you know, I had huge attitude problems around who I was as a male in wanting to get a female partner, for instance. Had huge problems around my self-worth in that space. You know, that I was not worthy, I was not good enough, I wasn't good looking enough, I didn't have a good enough personality, I wasn't tall enough, all the things that you can make up for yourself, which, you know, none of it's true, unless you make it true for yourself. And to me, that had a big impact on my attitude. And really, it's probably a decade ago now, so I was in my 40s. I'd just gotten divorced, and I made the decision that I needed to change everything about who I was. Like, I wanted to improve everything about who I was, and particularly my attitude about life, my attitude about myself, and the attitude about what greatness and success meant to me. And so that then meant that I worked very hard at changing my thinking around all of those things. And look, to be honest, it all came down to my attitude. I had a poor attitude about what was possible for me. I had a lot of limiting beliefs, even in my 40s. And I just decided to change it all and dump it all. And I managed to do that. And I didn't just do it overnight. And even though I'm recording this over like a 15-minute discussion right now, you have to work at it consistently. And there are things like your willpower and your hunger to get better. I kind of just inbred in you. Like, if you want to have a good work ethic, you have to have this hunger for success. Now, I do believe that it's possible for you to create a hunger, but there are certain things that I feel have just been born within me. And that is, I'm obsessed with success. I'm obsessed with getting better. I'm obsessed with studying patterns and success, successful regimes of people so that I can understand. So what are they doing? What can I learn from that? What can I try so that I can get a better outcome? But it all comes from this attitude of just constantly wanting to do the best that I can, be the best that I can. And I think I was gifted that when I was born, which is pretty special. Doesn't mean that you can't improve. And I didn't know, that I was born with it. I just realize now that given how hard I work for all of these things, that obviously I'm just meant to do these things. And I have a lot of fun in the process. So that work that I've done on my attitude has just changed everything for me. And I think until you realize that you want to achieve change in your life, you want to be successful with anything, whether it's career, whether it's wealth, whether it's health, whether it's relationships, whether it's spiritually, whether it's a hobby, whether it's your personality, whatever, it all comes down to the attitude you have towards wanting to get better in those areas. And for a long time, my attitude was poor about those things because I played, the victim mentality that why was I not born with more height, better looks, more brains, if you like, to be able to do things that seem to be effortless for other people. Well, the reason is that I was gifted with other things, and it's just my journey. A lot of people that have those skills aren't necessarily happy. And for me, I was given what I was given so that I could go on my own journey to discover what happiness and success meant for me. Now, I guarantee you that I'm probably happier than probably 95% of the rest of the world by virtue of what I've been able to discover for myself and how I work and how I conduct myself every day. And, the self-talk that I have to myself every day, the lifestyle that I live. And the irony in that is that a lot of people look at me and say, what a boring life you have or must have, and judge me for, being this or not being that or not doing these things or not doing, something else. And it's like, but that's your set of rules that you've put on yourself. I just live by a different code. And I'm incredibly happy doing it the way that I want to. So it's really interesting. Life is interesting. Human performance is interesting. Human attitude is different. Interesting. We are just very, very curious creatures. And that is what I love about us not being robots and being human. And having this ability to change ourselves. And I'll tell you what really helped me realize how much we have the possibility for change is when I started to change my body. I was like, wow, you can do certain exercises, you can eat certain foods, and I couldn't get any taller, even though I wanted to be taller, because for me, it felt like all the people that I knew that had girlfriends and were smart and successful and so forth, they were all way taller than me. And I felt like I was at this disadvantage. But that is not true, because that was just the the belief that I had put on myself. And so when I realized that none of that stuff matters, I just started to think differently about why I could be everything that I wanted to be. I just had to think differently, and I knew that because, you know, if I got the bigger muscles and I got the shape of the body that I wanted, and you know, that gave me self-confidence in who I was, because I was proud of my body. I thought, wow, you can do these things and you can change that. So what can I do with my mind? Because that's a muscle. What can I change about that? And then that's when I started to work on it. Now, the trouble is, it just took me till I was in my 40s to be able to start doing that. I was probably about 42 before I started to really go hard at that. But wow, what an exciting journey. So what I would say to you, if you're listening to this right now and you think you're, like, if you're listening to this, chances are you've got a hunger for more. You want more. And Siri's talking to me, giving me an update. You want more. Chances are you're not achieving what it is that you want to achieve, because there is something within the attitude that you have that's holding you back. You're not achieving what you're worth. You're not achieving the level of health or wellness or whatever it is that you want, because it's going to come down to your attitude. Maybe it's a limiting belief. Maybe there's something in there that you need to tweak and need to change. I tell you a lot of things with the relationships. You know, I'm single, but I've got a lot of experience with conversations, communication, my own personal relationships, but also because I've been coaching people for so long, I get to have a privileged insight into everybody, thousands of relationships. And there are very many common trends that happen. But one of the things that I do see is we often place blame on other people when things aren't working out in a way that we want. And that is because we have our own values, beliefs, our own system. And if somebody says something that violates that, then it feels awkward within us, it feels weird within us. And then what often happens is that leads to an action, which is often leaving the relationship, saying hurtful things, etc., etc. But often the relationship falls over because of attitude. And what I'm, thanks, Siri. What I mean by that is there's not enough tolerance of each person on both sides, because it's easy to place blame on the other person. No relationship fails because of one person. Each person plays a role. But often the attitude is there's a problem, let's leave, move on to something else. But you usually take the same version of you to the next relationship, and you have the same patterns repeating over and over and over. One of the biggest shifts for me, it was in my 20-year marriage, and yes, I left that relationship. But through the journey to get to, well, it was a 6.5-year decision, to get to that point where I said, okay, yep, I've got to leave this relationship. I would make certain things wrong about my partner. And, you know, that's not right. But what I came to know only through reading Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and I know if you're listening to this and you work in that space, you say, oh, there are so many more books that are way better than that. But, you know, certain texts, the way it's said, etc., just resonate with me. And this one did in particular. And for these couple of points, it helped me understand that things that I was making wrong was just the fact that men and women are different. And that might be stating the bleeding obvious, but to the fact that somebody doesn't think the same way that you think, or responds differently can be made wrong. And I used to make it wrong. But you need to appreciate that, you know, relationships are about acceptance, about accepting your partner for who they are, what they stand for, the things they say, etc., etc. Which is why I'm very big in making sure that you really understand your partner before you get into a super serious relationship with them. And it takes time to do that. Because sometimes you find that there are just things that you fundamentally disagree with. And you've got to have a way of being able to resolve those things. To say, well, okay, well, I know that you're vegan and I'm a big meat eater, for instance. Okay, is that going to work? Now, I would suggest for a lot of vegan people that that doesn't work because of what that brings up for them, whether it's a moral thing, an ethical thing, health-wise, whatever. That can sometimes be a big issue. I find that I used to date a yogi, and we had some big differences on certain things. A beautiful person. I've never met a yogi that wasn't a beautiful person, a very different type of thinking to what we would perhaps normally know, because, you know, they're normally greenies, they're environmentally conscious, they're more ethically conscious as well, and it just gives you a completely different outlook to life, perhaps things that, you know, I wasn't brought up with and, you know, not used to, because most people aren't vegetarian or vegan, even though it's a growing trend in people going that way. And I had to work very hard to make, you know, certain things that she would say is make it not wrong about her, and just accept that, you know, like it's just different. It's just a different way of being, and, you know, loving and accepting her for who she was, because it brought beautiful gifts into my life and into my thinking. And we can always assume that the way that we do things and the way that we live is right, and it's the only way that we should be doing things. It's a bit like communism. You look at communism and you can say, us living in a socialist society, then we are right and they are wrong. But who's to say that we've got it right when you see all the things wrong? And you can say, well, yes, there's a whole bunch of things wrong with the communists and dictatorships and all that kind of stuff. But it's the same sort of thing. People that live in that environment can look at us and say, well, you're wrong. Who's to say that we're right? And if you're listening to this one, they say, oh, yeah, they're definitely wrong. Well, I'd say, well, how do you know? It's just because we've been conditioned our entire life to live this way. So I just tweaked my attitude around certain things so that I'm more open, can be more accepting, and knowing that I was the one that was in control of the own communication with myself. And that if I wanted to get completely different outcomes, because that's, like, go back to that 10 years ago now, where I said I want to change every area of my life, I knew that it came down to my attitude, and I need to be open to certain learnings and that kind of thing, so that I could progress myself. And not knowing what that would look like, I had no idea. And I started doing work with Tony Robbins. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. I started doing work with Tony Robbins around my mindset, because he was just the first person that I, well, not the first, well, he was the first person I came across that resonated with me when I just jumped on YouTube and started Googling or searching for motivation, because I wanted to achieve a change. And it was days and days and weeks of listening, his voice would come up and say, who is this guy? And I just pursued that. And, he helped me realize how I needed to change my mindset. And he said, if you can master communication with yourself, then that's one of the keys to success in your life. And it's so true. And I didn't necessarily get it with its full intensity at the time that it was happening, like when I first heard it. But over time, and now we're 10 years down the track, it's so true. It's so true. So attitude is everything. Maybe yours needs some adjustment. I'm constantly working on mine every day. How do I get better? Is there something that I said today? Is there something around my thinking? Often it's what you say, but it's whether you say it out loud or whether you say it to yourself. You're in control of your attitude, your mindset. And I'm just obsessed with changing it, improving every single day. So if you want to connect with me, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com. You can opt in for a free consultation right there. I'd love to connect with you wherever you are in the world, because attitude is global. See you tomorrow.